with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County's coronavirus toll stands at 3,735 cases today, with 141 fatalities. The figures reflect another 92 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Riverside County, but no new deaths. Officials on Monday announced 23 new virus-related deaths, a jump attributed to fatalities that occurred as far back as April 21st, according to the Riverside University Health System spokesman, Jose Arbayo. According to the latest figures from the RUHS, 220 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 countywide as of Tuesday afternoon, an increase of 2 from Monday. Of those, 73 were being treated in an intensive care unit, 8 fewer than Monday. Confirmed recoveries in Riverside County were at 1,303 as of Tuesday. The updated figures come as the year's first heat wave continues to bear down on the Inland Empire, raising concerns about those confined indoors without air conditioning. County health officials eased pool usage guidelines Friday for those seeking relief, allowing swimmers to enjoy private pools like those at motels, apartment, and condominium complexes and country clubs. However, only one swimmer is allowed in pools at a time under the new rules. Gatherings in pool areas remain barred unless a parent is watching a child in the water. Officials also urge senior citizens to remain in their homes with the air conditioning turned up, adding that the Riverside County Office of Aging is prepared to help seniors pay their utility bills. California Governor Gavin Newsom has laid out a 4-stage plan on reopening the economy. The state can move on to phase 2 when testing and tracing rates for the coronavirus are better and when hospitalization rates have stabilized. That will include reopening some non-essential retail stores in the next few weeks. Schools could restart as soon as July or August. But fitness clubs, spas, hair and nail salons, and barbershops are still months away from reopening. Events like concerts and ball games with mass crowds will need to wait until there's a vaccine or widespread immunity from the virus. Riverside County officials have filed a complaint over conditions at a skilled nursing facility that was evacuated after staff failed to show up for work during the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Cameron Kaiser, the county's public health officer, is asking state health officials for an assessment of Magnolia Rehabilitation and Nursing Center before the facility reopens. He also asked for the state to determine whether workers acted ethically and professionally when they failed to show up. The complaint comes after Kaiser ordered the evacuation of more than 80 patients from the facility. Low-income Californians can now order groceries online using government benefits through a new pilot program. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has this story.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which runs the federal food stamp program known as SNAP, has been developing a plan for years to let beneficiaries buy groceries online. When the coronavirus outbreak hit, that program was fast-tracked. Over half a dozen states, including California, are currently participating. Melissa Cannon with California Food Policy Advocates says that's especially important for beneficiaries who are elderly and disabled.
They've been asked to stay at home and are really trying to limit any kind of movement outside of the home just to protect their own health because they're particularly vulnerable.
Orders can be placed through Amazon and Walmart, and other retailers are expected to join. While the pilot is a good start, Cannon says there's room for improvement. She'd like to see it expanded to other safety net programs like WIC, which helps women with young children access nutritional foods. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.